Hello, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith coming to you from Buccaneers Studio as we come out of the bye week and the Bucs begin preparing for the Philadelphia Eagles in Week 6 on Sunday. This is your Buccaneers Insider for Wednesday, October 9th. The Buccaneers actually got in a bonus practice on Monday coming out of the bye, and it was after that practice that we reported the good news that tight end Tom Crabtree, defensive tackle Derek Landry, and safety Mark Barron all participated in practice to some degree. Crabtree hasn't played yet in the regular season due to an ankle sprain. Landry hurt his knee in week two, and Barron suffered a hamstring strain against Arizona before the bye, but all three were in practice again on Wednesday, full participation, and so it looks like it's a good bet that all three will be able to play against the Eagles on Sunday. The Buccaneers did have a handful of players who were limited in practice on Wednesday, including guard Carl Nix and safety Deshaun Goldson, both with foot ailments, wide receiver Mike Williams with a hamstring strain, and rookie defensive end Steven Means with a shoulder injury. Also, the Philadelphia Eagles reported via Twitter that quarterback Michael Vick was limited in practice on Wednesday. That was no surprise, given the hamstring injury he suffered against the Giants on Sunday. Speaking of Michael Vick, at least one Buccaneers defender is hoping that the Eagles quarterback proves to be a rapid healer this week. After practice on Wednesday, Pro Bowl defensive tackle Gerald McCoy was bemoaning the fact that the Buccaneers defense never seems to get a crack at Vic, especially after last year Vic was unavailable when the Eagles came to town and then rookie quarterback Nick Foles took over the offense. Of course, Foles did lead the Eagles to a comeback victory in that game. And McCoy knows that the second-year quarterback is a formidable opponent and that the Eagles' incredibly up-tempo offense is a serious challenge this weekend.
He is, I think, an underrated passer, underrated athlete. He beat us a lot last year with his legs, his scrambling ability. And I think people underestimate his athletic ability because he plays next to a Mike Vick. But that guy's good, man. And he beat us last year. So we know what he can do. And we have a tough test ahead of us.
And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. But you can hear more of what Gerald McCoy had to say after practice today right here on Buccaneers.com, along with several other players. Also, there was one small roster move on Wednesday as the Buccaneers lost guard Mike Remmers off the practice squad to San Diego and replaced him with tackle Jace Daniels, who was with the team during training camp. The Bucs still do have one spot remaining open on their 53-man roster after a series of moves last week. And as soon as that is filled, we'll be bringing you that news as well.